Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
This is one of the funnest things I get to do in life. I really do think so, to host Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes things that I guess he made them that way, like in the special sauce when he mixed us up, wherever that worked. They put in a love for homeschooling in the case of one of our guests today, Sharon Ward. In the case of Hans Scheil, the host of Finishing Well, he gave him, if to know Hans is to know his passion for helping people understand, you know, what to do when they reach that stage in life where they can finish well financially. And so we have that lined up for you today. And welcome, Sharon.
Hello.
Sharon is really kind of a really, really neat guest. I'm so glad we have her. Sharon Ward is with Gullion's Christian Supply, which has been one of the original sponsors of the Truth Network. If you did not know that, I'll tell you that from almost day one, it may have been from day one. I know from day one, I was one of the sponsors back when I had Westside Chrysler Dodge Jeep that would help Stu. But Gullion's has always been there too, and they're the homeschool headquarters. And the reason that they're the homeschool headquarters is they've always had somebody on staff that has a passion for homeschool. And today, that's Sharon, right? Sharon, God's given you this passion for homeschooling.
Definitely, and I'm one of several. We have mostly retired homeschool moms. We have two current homeschool moms, and there are two stores. There's King and there's Statesville. In Statesville, there's Nancy and Rhonda. And in King, there's Sharon and Judy and Hope and Jennifer.
And what a really unbelievably cool thing that the next generation is coming, right? And homeschooling is just something that has happened in my lifetime. I never heard of it when I was growing up. And now it's really an alternative. It's wonderful for so many families.
Well, they had it in colonial times, but a lot of people, they did.
Yeah, way before I showed up. I think back in the Bible times, they did a lot of that homeschooling stuff. I think they talked about it in Deuteronomy.
But then school became a socialization and training area, and it became everyone went to public school. And the homeschool law, they started working on it, I believe, in 1982 or 84. There were people homeschooling before the law was written. I came into it after that, so I didn't have to worry about whether I was legal or not. But people did it before then, and they gradually wrote a really good law.
So, wow, what a thing we're seeing, and we're going to find out a lot more about homeschooling today with Sharon. But also Hans Scheil, if you've been listening to the Truth Network a great deal, you would know he is the host of Finishing Well, which is a show I get to co-host with him every Saturday morning. Good morning, Hans. It's good to have you on the phone this time.
Thanks. Good morning.
Good morning. And I have been shocked because, you know, I had not ever done anything like this as far as understanding Medicare and Medicaid and all these kind of things that are involved in all that stuff. This would have been totally out of my wheelhouse. And then about, what was it, January, Hans, that we started doing this show?
Yeah, it was the end of January.
And so the next thing I know is I'm kind of the disciple of understanding these things from how you could finish well as a Christian in the areas of retirement like Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security and long-term health care and all sorts of things. But it was like I was getting a baptism of fire because as people would listen to the show, they would start asking me questions like I know something about this stuff. And then, oh my soul, what has happened is this thing called open enrollment, which I had no, and next thing I know, all kinds of people are coming to me, Robbie, should I switch to this, that, the other? And I'm like, man, Hans, we got to do a regular Kingdom Pursuits because we don't have enough time just in Finishing Well to cover what all these people's questions are.
Yeah, well, I mean, it comes at people. Just this time of year, I mean, you can't even run ads on it legally till October 1st. That's probably a good thing. And then it opens up October 16th, and then it ends December 7th. And the basic premise of the ads that you see all over the place, in the seminars, and the TV, the radio, you name it, in your mailbox, and is that everybody feels like they have to do something. And it creates urgency. And then you've got salespeople pushing this stuff. And so it creates a lot of confusion for folks.
Yeah, there is a tremendous amount of confusion. That's the reason, really, why I was glad that you were able to do the show this week, because there are so many ads on it. And I'm wondering if there was some kind of evil plot, Sharon. Have you thought about this? That they would put this open enrollment period at the same time as political ads. So if you're not looking at why you shouldn't vote for some particular politician, if you're, which is every other ad, and I don't know that, and I don't know if I remember ever being as despicable as what I've seen this year. I've never seen anything like what I've seen, and on both sides. I mean, I'm not taking any sides here. They're just despicable, and then we got to hear from 40 people about this is open enrollment. You got to move right now. So at least I can't do anything about the elections coming up in a couple of weeks, and that'll all be over, and we'll be done with that part. But at least we can do something about this, Hans, because this is a subject that has probably as much or more confusion than the political ad.
Well, it does, and it's just, you know, at the end of every ad is call this 800 number, go to this website, fill out this card, you know, do something so you can get the pitch. And, you know, I mean, just, and so people just feel urgency, and so they finally respond to one of them if they're on Medicare, and then they're, what they don't realize is they're not going to really get an explanation of the whole Medicare program and how they ought to supplement it. What they're going to get is a sales pitch for one particular Medicare Advantage plan, whoever ran the ad.
Yeah, which is a point that I would really like to highlight right before I get to my riddle, which I know you're waiting for, and we're going to get to that in a second, is that a car salesman, as a car salesman for all these years, if you want to create confusion, you know, it's probably because you don't have a really good motive, and it really ends up being manipulation. And so there's ways to sell that purposely create confusion. And so whenever I see a bunch of ads hitting me all the same time that seem to cause confusion, I can pretty much tell you that that is not from the author of truth. And you can kind of sense something's up here, or I would not be getting all these messages all of a sudden. And there must be, the enemy must have something big at stake, because he's obviously used a lot of his resources to come at me with some things. And so what we're looking for, as always, is Jesus. And if we can find him in the truth, it's a really, really helpful thing. And so that has to do with finishing well. So speaking of, he's saying I'll start anyway. So speaking of finishing, why would an hourglass only take a half an hour to finish? Think about that, Sharon. It would only be if it was using quicksand. Quicksand would cause that distortion, right? And I'm pretty sure, I don't know if you thought about this, the Scandinavians invented the finish line. Have you ever thought about that?
Sorry, bad.
And with Thanksgiving coming, I tried to finish the leftovers, but foiled again.
Oh,
you knew that. And then, I like this. When the ancient wall sculptors were finished, yes, wait for it, it was a relief. Right?
Oh, well.
We should have hit the drum right then, don't you think? Jasper's laughing. Jasper liked it. Come on, Hans. It's really a relief now. It was a relief. So, here's the actual riddle. In a crossword puzzle, what was Jesus's sixth? 866-348-7884. In a crossword puzzle, what was Jesus's sixth? 866-348-7884. When we come back, you'll get to hear Jasper tell you what you can win. But in the meantime, you can still call in with your guess. In a crossword puzzle, I do like this. Very clever. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And today we have with us Sharon Ward with Gullion's Homeschool Headquarters. And what a neat passion to help homeschool families. And we have Hans Scheil. He's the host of Finishing Well, and he's with CardinalGuide.com. That show comes on every Saturday morning. But this is kind of an important time, as we're getting so many questions along these lines, that not only do I want to open up the phone lines to those who want to answer this very easy riddle that I'm shocked that nobody's called in yet. In a crossword puzzle, what was Jesus' sixth? 866-348-7884. But also, if you got a question about open enrollment, Social Security, long-term health care, all those things that we talk about on Finishing Well, and that's not being a live show, you can't call Hans and say, I have a question. What about this? Well, we have open lines here, and we would love for you to call in today and ask Hans a question. He would love to help you. 866-348-7884. If you're a Finishing Well listener and you always wanted to ask Hans his question about any of these subjects that he talks about every week on that, we would love for you to call. Again, that number, 866-348-7884. Now, Jasper, if they can guess this riddle, in a crossword puzzle, what was Jesus' sixth? What will they win?
They'll win a book from the Kingdom Pursuits Prize Vault.
Oh, and that prize vault has gotten thicker and thicker. We've got new children's books and all sorts. You'd be impressed.
Okay. With
all the books that we have been given. So all you got to do is call us at 866-348-7884. And we also, as I mentioned, wanted to open up the questions. If you got a question for Hans, since you're not able to ask him, his show is pre-recorded, but you got a question about open enrollment, or you got a question about long-term health care or any of those things. The reason why I mentioned that is as we were sitting here, Sharon says, wow, this is great timing because, you know, these are things that I'm right now got my, did you say
my mother is moving from one long-term care facility to another.
Right. And so you're right in the thick of some of those decisions and where does Medicaid fit in? How do we qualify for Medicaid and all those things come up?
Which things are covered by Medicare? What is a Medicare supplement? I'm learning.
See, Hans, you're just, for a lot of us that are in this age group, it's just coming at us faster than we can understand it.
Medicare is a real popular topic. And we talk to and work with a lot of people that are in their 40s and 50s and 60s, and they're dealing with their parents. We run into that situation she just spoke of a lot, and we're able to help these folks.
Yeah, and so we would love for you to call with your question for Hans, 866-348-7884. Now, also, I need to mention that the Wake Forest Church Day, if you're not familiar with Wake Forest Church Day, I'm going to tell you it's really an exciting event, and it's coming up next Saturday, which is November the 3rd. And your hometown Demon Deeks, if your hometown is Winston-Salem, if you're in Raleigh or Durham today, you're saying, Robbie, that's not my hometown. But, hey, our hometown Demon Deeks, they're going to be playing Syracuse. But the really, really cool part, and the reason why you may want to come from Raleigh or Durham or Charlotte or even Richmond, is that for $20, you get a game ticket plus admittance to the Church Day program, which starts at 10 a.m., and they have NFL star Jason Brown, who has come to North Carolina to help start this farm, to help the poverty-stricken. He's going to be the speaker there. They're going to have great worship music. You get a box lunch, and then you get to go on to watch Wake Forest take on Syracuse. And all you have to do, if you want to take advantage of that opportunity, is call the Wake Forest line, which is area code 336-758-DEAK. I'm guessing that stands for Deke.
Deacon, yes.
Yeah. 336-758-DEAK. So Sharon, you started homeschooling your own children.
I only have one daughter. I told people I cheated as a homeschooler because most families have 3 to 10. But even if you only homeschool one, you're still homeschooling. You're still setting up. And I did, we were going to do kindergarten through second. And I went to my first conference, and I came home, and my husband said, who are you kidding? You're looking at high school now. So we started out just gradually to give her freedom and more time to be a kid. And we ended up staying in it for the flexibility, so we could travel with my husband when he worked. We could visit with family when it was appropriate, when they were down. We could take our holidays when we wanted. And she loved learning all the way through. She's grown now. She still loves learning. But part of it is, as homeschooling, you can do two ways. You can bring school home, or you can change your whole lifestyle and homeschool and look at education as the lighting of a fire instead of the filling of a bucket.
Wow. See, that is awesome. And so it became a whole way of life for your family then, it sounds like.
Yes.
And a completely different kind of thing. More like, I think, the Jews taught in, you know,
walking alongside the road, yes, day by day.
Exactly, exactly. And Hans, you're out there teaching every day about open enrollment period. So here's your opportunity to teach a little bit about that. This open enrollment isn't the end all, because it's only open enrollment for one small part of what's going on. And a lot of people get hooked by that.
Well, they do. And they just feel like they have to do something. And then a lot of times they'll enter into something just based upon one presentation, either over the phone or they attend something, and they'll end up enrolling in a Medicare Advantage plan. And it may not be the best alternative for them. And it doesn't start till January 1st. And so they really going to have a delay before they really find out through experience what the thing's all about. So fortunately, this year, there's a disenrollment period. If you get into one of these Medicare Advantage plans, and then you realize after January that it is not the best thing for you, you have a three-month period where you can get out of them. So they have a disenrollment period. So it is a little bit confusing. And what I wanted to add is, we couldn't possibly cover this whole subject just through questions. And, you know, my book, I've written a couple of books. One is a book of stories and examples that people find to be good reading. And then the second is a workbook that has a chapter specifically on Medicare, which is not as interesting a reading, but it just really walks you through the whole thing. And I'd be glad to send any of the listeners. They don't even need to answer a riddle. If they go to cardinalguide.com and just send me a message that they'd like a copy of either or both books, if they just send me a message, I'd be glad to send one out to them, no charge.
There you go. And let's see if I can remember the name of the book here. I don't have it in front of me. Usually I do, so I can say it. But I think it's The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement by Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. Wow. You thought it could never be done. But I did it this time.
Yeah, and the second chapter in the book is about Medicare, and it has several stories of clients, and it identifies Part A, Part B, Part C, Part D, and then all the various ways to supplement it and the open enrollment periods. Just walks you through that stuff. And the first book is really a book of stories where, you know, we tell the stories of real clients that we've been able to help through some of these problems. So,
right, and one of the things that I learned, which would be important for me, if I have decided to go on Medicare Part A and Part B, which I'm fixing to be there since I'm 63 next week, getting there, getting close, Hans.
Yeah.
Then open enrollment would mean nothing for me, right? I mean, if I didn't want to go to Medicare Advantage, I don't have to do anything. I can stay with what I've got because I'm not on Medicare Advantage, and open enrollment doesn't have anything to do with me.
Well, to a point. So,
except the drug plan.
Except the drug plan. So that's where it gets a little confusing. So if you didn't want a Medicare Advantage plan and you didn't even want to investigate it, you're correct. You don't need to worry about this. But in order to get on Part D, or if you're already on Part D and on a drug plan, the same open enrollment period allows you to go in and evaluate all the Part D plans that are out there and possibly change to a new one if the one you have is not working real well for you.
You see, Sharon, this is the part where I have to take the test, you know, because after you learn the material, then you have to be tested. Isn't that part of schooling?
That's part of schooling, but and it's lifetime. which is why I like homeschooling, because you learn to learn. But I'm confused on a lot of this. I have a friend whose husband is younger than her, and they delayed her going on Medicare until he retired. I think I remember that. But I'm like, what age do you start Medicare? What age do you start enrolling in this?
Age 65. You go on Medicare the first of the month before your 65th birthday. So if you turn 65 November 20th, you were born in 1953, you would go on Medicare November 1st, unless you have other group insurance, like your friend has. And if you have other group insurance, then you can delay your enrollment till he retires. But that may not be the best option. I mean, if she's older than him, he's the worker that's getting the group insurance. They have to pay for that. And they might really want to take a look at disenrolling her from the group insurance and just see what it would cost them to get on Medicare and a Medicare supplement and a drug plan. And it might cost them less, and the coverage might be substantially better than the group insurance. I mean, I couldn't say that for sure, but it's certainly something they ought to investigate.
And it is confusing, and which is the reason that I'm really so glad that we have Finishing Well here on the Truth Network. And we'd love your questions. 866-348-7884 is the number to call in with your question. 866-34-TRUTH. Or you may have an answer to what I thought was really easy riddle. In a crossword puzzle, what was Jesus' sixth? 866-348-7884. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today's guest we have with us, Sharon Ward, with Gullion's Homeschool Headquarters, which, again, just if you've never been to Gullion's Homeschool Headquarters, you know, they got new and used curriculum, but more importantly than that, they have all these folks that can help you, you know, determine curriculum, determine. What's the most common question you have, Sharon?
Oh, I think my favorite one is, this is where you give us our books. And I was like, no. Or, hand me seventh grade. And I'm like, okay, tell me something about your student. They finished sixth. Like, okay, what are their favorite subjects? Do they like hands-on? Do they like books? Are they visual learners? Are they auditory learners? What do you want? What are your goals? Where are they headed? And they're looking at me like, please just hand me a box. And you can do that. You know, there are curriculum that are all set up, but you don't have to. You can work from so many different approaches, and it's overwhelming. And one day we had a family come in, and the lady's like, I don't know what to do. And I'm giving her ideas, and Dwight walked by, and he put his hands up and went, you're free. So, I don't think she realized till then that she didn't have to meet a certain thing. As a homeschool parent, you determine the curriculum. You determine the goals and the needs for your child.
And it's so similar to me and what Hans does that, you know, when I started to realize what was going on, if you call Humana, then guess who you got?
You get the one choice.
Right. And if you call, you know, Geico, obviously you get Geico. But if you call somebody that understands the whole process, then you could at least get the rounded approach to say, okay, well, this is what happens with this and this and this and this. And, you know, there's nothing like, you know, having some information to help you make decisions.
I'll ask Hans this one. At Gullion's, we have a table at the back, and people can pull 5 or 6 different math curriculums, spread them out on the table and compare them. Is there a way to compare the Medicare supplements?
There absolutely is. Yeah, and most folks, it's really not readily available on the web, which is really interesting, because the people that make it available really just want to get you as a prospect so they can sell you one thing. And so if people have their guard up, so I'm going to answer your question here, is we have a report or a computer program, and it's actually available on my website. So if you go to cardinalguide.com/Medicare, and or you just go to cardinalguide.com and you pick out of the seven worries tab, you hit on Medicare, there's a rate calculator. The Medicare supplement policies are exactly the same from company to company. So they're standardized. So a lot of folks don't know that. And it so we typically write people either the F plan or the G plan or possibly the N plan. So I know I'm throwing alphabet soup at you, but an F plan is exactly the same no matter what company you buy it from. And we have a rate calculator where you, a person can go in there, they put in their zip code, they put in whether they're a smoker or not, and they put in their age and whether they're married or not, and it's just going to give you a printout of all 40-some companies that offer Medicare supplement policies in your zip code, and it's going to give you the price. It's very simple, actually, and so the solution is really the easiest part of the deal. I mean, where we spend most of our time is just explaining Medicare, all those letters, and so you really need to get educated on the whole program. And once you do, it's fairly easy then to compare supplement policies and then just enroll a person in a solution.
So I've got a question since, you know, we're right now just brought my mother-in-law back from Texas and she's on Medicare and she is really concerned about having just sold this house that is going to affect her what she calls extra help for her drug plan. And so when it comes to extra help, if you are on a Medicare Advantage plan, is that involved at all, or you're on that kind of drug plan, or is it still the same whether you're on a Medicare supplement or you're on Medicare Advantage?
Okay, so the extra help, it doesn't matter. So either one, extra help is extra help. And your mother-in-law qualified for this at some prior date. And it has an income test as well as an asset test. And she obviously qualified for that before. And I'm not 100% sure on the guidelines of what you're required to report to the federal government when you come into some money or that type of thing. But what I would just say is, so I really, on the air, don't want to kind of outline how you might get around reporting those assets, okay? You know, anything that we do is obviously completely legal and proper and all that kind of thing, but we really would need to put our heads together and figure out a way that whatever money she's come into from selling her house doesn't throw her out of the asset limitation, and there probably are some ways through financial planning to.
There you go. And therein lies, you know, the stuff is so complicated and there's so many different angles to all these different things that, but those really, as it turns out, now that I'm experiencing so much of what happens in finishing well, Hans, the long-term care thing ends up being the actual life changer thing that you really get involved in, because, you know, Medicare and Medicaid, they have their effects on your finances. But oh my soul, when all of a sudden you start talking about nursing homes and what's going to happen and who's going to take care of who and what all's involved in that, is it's a life changer.
Well, it is. And I want to get back to your mother-in-law on one point, is she doesn't, with her Medicare Advantage plan, she does need to notify Medicare of her change of address and her Medicare Advantage plan, because she now is going to have a change of address here in North Carolina. And that will open up a special enrollment period for her where she is able to change Medicare Advantage plans or just get enrolled in one that works in this area. And she needs to do that. She can do that any time of year. And the same goes for your mother who's changing nursing homes. So she's had a change of address or a change of her situation. So that's going to open up a special enrollment period for her where she can make changes regardless of this Medicare Advantage annual enrollment period.
Well, I've got an ignorant question. when you just mentioned change of address, is Medicare different by each state, or is it nationally all the same?
Well, Medicare itself is nationally all the same. Okay, it just wherever you are, it's the same. But the Medicare supplement policies, which are not Medicare Advantage plans, they're Medicare supplement policies, they vary by each state and even zip code within the state. Now, I mean, they're different. It's the same plan. It's the same F plan or G plan or that kind of thing, but it's priced differently, vastly different. If somebody's like in Florida and they move here, they're going to get a big premium discount and vice versa. With the Medicare Advantage plans, they have networks. So, and that's can be one of the reasons you might not.
We lost him briefly.
Still there?
Yep.
We lost your audio there for a second. One of the reasons you said, and then it went away.
Yeah. Okay. So with a Medicare Advantage plan, like your mother-in-law is in, Robbie, where that has a network. So she's in a network down in Texas, and she's going to need to get enrolled in a North Carolina network one. So she's going to really have to change her plan to a North Carolina one. So even though it's federal, the networks are specific about them. And the same is true for her drug plan. So this stuff is specific. When you change addresses, you need to look into all this stuff.
So, so speaking of changing of address, I love that, changing of address. You know, at one point, Sharon, you changed your address. And you look at me like you know exactly what I'm saying. And so can you kind of take us how, when you changed your address, that changed how you felt about schooling your daughter?
Oh, okay. I was trying to figure out where you were coming from with that. Well, I'll even be worse. My background is I have a master's in education.
Okay.
So I taught in public school, and then I taught in private school. And so I'm not against public or private. I just think homeschooling is the best. So when I changed my approach and came home and focused on one student, it was very different. But I felt like that's where I was called. Every time I'm hearing this, I'm thinking there's so many guidelines in the Bible. We're told to be good stewards, which is why Hans is helping people finish well. I also felt like even though some people were saying you're wasting your education on one child, I felt like that's where I was called to be. And the same thing when I went to Gullions, I had looked into going back into teaching. I'd looked into subbing. I'd looked into tutoring. And someone, Dwight and Missy, called and said, would you be willing to come work here? And I said, let me come talk to you. So we sat down and talked. That's the biggest thing that I'm feeling today.
Well, it's really cool that you would say that. And again, if those who are listening may have missed where I was going, but I think Sharon got it exactly. We change our address to heaven from, mm-hmm. Whatever, 3471 Transute, so to speak. That's my real address. And so when that happens, a lot of your perspective changes. But think about how important it was that Sharon got the personal experience of teaching her daughter that way so that now, right, she's able to give that gift to parents that come in with that wide-eyed look. We got so much more Kingdom Pursuits. We're going to find out about Hans's change of address when we come back. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we are so blessed to have with us Sharon Ward with Gullions Homeschool Headquarters. They're in two locations, in Statesville and in King. And if you hadn't been, oh my word, I mean, what an amazing place that is. And we have Hans Scheil, the host of Finishing Well, and the author of The Complete Cardinal Guide to, what is it? Oh, I couldn't do it twice. The Complete Cardinal Guide to Living in, what is it, Hans?
Okay, it's The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement.
Oh, there you go. I missed the planning part. See, that's just my life.
Sure.
Never plan. Anyway, if you got a question for Hans, you've been listening to this. Oh, I got a question. You call us. 866-348-7884. 866-34-TRUTH, if you can do that digital thing. And I am personally shocked. I thought this was one of my easiest. And anybody who ever read Stu Epperson's book would immediately know what I was thinking about, I would think. And I want you to, I'm going to give you a fellow hint besides Stu Epperson's book. I start off by saying the word, speaking of Finnish, right? And I was talking about the Finnish line and all this stuff. In a crossword puzzle, what was Jesus sixth? 866-348-7884. 866-34-TRUTH. So we got a chance to hear from Sharon about her change of address, but we didn't get to hear yet from Hans. And Hans, we talk about Medicare and those kind of things, long-term health care, taxes, and all that stuff, and finishing well. But we don't really get to share the wonderful faith that we share, Hans. And so I would love for you to share a little bit of the story of how you came to the Truth Network.
Yeah, well, I was on a secular station. I mean, I'd been wanting to get on the radio for several years. And after I published the book, I just thought it would be fairly easy to just go through all the seven subjects that we do. And we haven't really had a lot of difficulty, you and I, working together. And so I went and found a station. They actually called on me trying to sell me ads. And I said, well, I'm not interested in your ads because my message takes longer than 30 seconds. But I would be interested in doing a show. And long story short, I ended up on a secular station. We did a couple of shows, probably three shows, and one of those shows, a person called in, wanted the book, wanted to do some business with us, wanted some questions answered, and she said that she really appreciated this being on the Truth Network. And so I called her back, and I said, you know, it's really, really nice that you, you know, called us in, you listened to the show. But I just got to be straight with you. We're not on the Truth Network. I mean, we're in. So the long and the short of it is it was just a skip on the radio station. So this lady just, she thought she was listening to the Truth Network, but she was really listening to the secular station, and she picked up on our show. Anyhow, long story short, I called the Truth Network and to find out, even before I called her, like, were you rebroadcasting my show? And anything, it just led one thing to another. And I was over there meeting with you, and we started the show. But I think that it was the Lord at work that just led me right to Christian radio and to the Truth Network. So there you go.
I can't be quiet. I call them God appointments. We'll have people bring in used books to sell, and I'll be pricing and deciding if we can accept it. And there'll be a lady on the other side of the table who will look over and go, that's what I need. And you have it come in that morning for her to buy that afternoon, or even while she's there. And it just amazes me how God works things together. Just like the timing of this is hitting what I need. And you're talking about our ages, and we need to start planning ahead. So I just love it.
And it reemphasizes the need for prayer, right? How we connect with God. Say, God, we need you, because he'll put you in places that you never would have dreamed. And I, as a car salesman, I always think of this story. I'll never forget it, because I had a friend, actually Pete Brunstetter, who was used to be the city manager here. I taught Sunday school with him. He's a lawyer. And he called me one day and said, Robbie, I want to buy a Jeep for my son. I said, okay, what kind of Jeep do you want? Well, he's real specific. I said, well, how's real specific? He said, real specific. It needs to be a two-door Jeep Cherokee. Well, when you talk about Jeep Cherokees, there's one out of 10,000 that may be a two-door. They didn't make very many two-doors. I was like, okay, so we've just eliminated 99% of the Jeeps out there. And he said, and then he wants it to be a five-speed, right? Manual transmission. And I'm like, okay. Because now you just, out of the, you know, 10 that were made that year, you maybe found one, but I, you know, maybe, you know, one every other year. We're not talking about a lot. And he goes, and oh, by the way, it needs to be red. So I'm looking for a red two-door Jeep Cherokee with a straight drive, right? Five-speed on the floor. Okay, Pete, I would tell your son, start praying, because that's a tall order right there. I'll do my best, but I've never seen one in my whole life. And I'll just would just pray, and we'll see what happens. Now, if I had not lived this experience, I would not have believed it. But that very afternoon, a man pulls in. He wants to trade a Jeep Cherokee. Guess what it is? It is a two-door, straight drive. And guess what color?
Red.
You got it. I was like, and I traded for it. And I called Pete and I said, buddy, your son has got away with the Lord. I mean, you know, where do you come up with that kind of thing? It's like, wow, unbelievable. You know, God has his agenda and, you know, we have ours. And so, you know, it's amazing stuff. So prayer is a huge part of, I think, finishing well, especially because it's a really, really complicated time. But it's really nice to have a Christian like Hans to call and say, here's what I'm facing with my mom and the different things that come up.
The whole idea when I heard you say give away the book, it threw me.
Oh, he gives them away every week. All you have to do is go to his website, get his email, and say, Hans, I would like your book, and he will send it your way. And it's you just made the bestseller list on Amazon or something, Hans, I saw.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we've been very fortunate and blessed, and my publisher needs the money on that, and I don't. I mean, I wrote the book. I'm just flattered that they took me as an author, and they did all the book, but I'm free to give them away, and I give more of them away than we sell, and happy to do it, because I know that it's going to give people the teaching and the education that they need to make good decisions, and a lot of those people, they end up calling us up for the advice, and they end up doing business with us. We're licensed all over the United States, and it's been a good thing. I wanted to add one thing with God at work, and you know, I think it's God at work, but he may have worked through the devil, because that same radio station, the secular, that's here in Raleigh, they did me wrong that very same week in a very, very much way that I walked from them. So I mean, there was all kinds of messages that just led me right over to the Truth Network. And I don't have to figure all that stuff out. I'm here, and you know, 50 some weeks later, we're doing shows and we're educating. So I'm real happy.
And we're so happy to have you, because again, it's, you know, it's kind of like we have Pete Rosenberger, who has a, you know, the caregiver show on Saturday afternoon at just for such a time as this. And we're so blessed to have people like this that are called to such unique positions like Peter and Hans, because more and more of us find ourselves caregiving, more of us find ourselves navigating, you know, these waters of long-term health care and things that I never really ever thought that I would have any understanding of, but it's an amazing thing. But right this minute, I'm afraid I've stumped the panel. I can't believe I did it. Jasper, have you ever seen it happen in all these years of doing the show that I stumped the panel? Nobody called in with a riddle today? Okay. All right. Well, it's happened. So I'm going to have to, you know, spill the beans. I hate to do this without giving away a book, but it happened. All right. In a crossword puzzle. I'm talking about the cross, okay? You know what I'm saying? And there were words from the cross, and Stu Epperson wrote a book that was originally titled, and here's a little trivia for you. Seven Words of Life from the Tree of Death. See, how cool is that? That was the original title, but his publisher didn't like that, so they changed the last words of Jesus. But there were seven of them. And the sixth one, remember I said speaking of finish? It is finished, right? That is a crossword. It's the sixth one, right? Right before he said, into your hands I commit my spirit, which is the seventh word from the cross, which just, there's a little free, neat thing that if you go look at the seven anointings in Isaiah, right?
And you have to fulfill, well.
Right.
I love how it is all fulfilled.
Right. Well, what was the sixth day of creation? It is finished, right? The sixth anointing is to fear the Lord as the beginning of wisdom. The seventh is, right? It is delight in the fear of the Lord. You see, when you give your hands into the Lord's Spirit, you're like, I'm just a lie. I'm good. You've got this, God. And so away you go. I mean, how cool is that? And so we all are going to finish well if we change our address. That's the point. Okay? And that's 1-800-HEAVEN, you know, whatever that looks like in your life. And the way you do that is by accepting Jesus as your Savior. Well, I am so grateful for Sharon and Gillian's Christian Supply, Hans Scheil, host of Finishing Well. Of course, you can find out all about them at both Gillian's and CardinalGuide.com. Right now, we are moving forward with more truth on the Truth Network. The Masculine Journey starts here now at 12 o'clock, followed by Disciple Magazine. So much truth coming at you on the Truth Network. Thank you for listening.
Interesting.